Gallant, this is Dagger. You are ordered to lower your shield and move away from Prison Station 01 immediately. You will not be given another warning, the calm and solace ear said.
Okay, people, they're about to get angry. Get ready, Solace said. Colonel, what's the cargo pod status?
Yuli reports they're loading the last of the prisoners aboard now. Should be ready to go in 1 minute, Zarek said tensely.
Exacto. Once they launch, do whatever you have to keep us between the Dagger and that cargo pod. They have no shields and limited maneuverability, Solace ordered.
Exacto nodded, stretching his arms at the helm controls. His tail flicked nervously out to the left side of his chair. If they made it through this, he would need to have a Notha-appropriate chair installed.
They're firing, Ashira announced from the weapons console.
Solace turned back toward tactical display, watching as the blaster bolts traveled across the space between them.
Evasive maneuvers,
Solace ordered just before Exacto started shifting their orbit. The RCS thrusters were not powerful enough to move them quickly, and one of the two blasts hit the Gallant along the port aft section.
Shields holding. Dorsal field at 95% effectiveness, Card reported.
They're firing again, but not at us, Ashira added.
Sax, Solace said, as Exacto once again shifted the ship.
This time he maneuvered them into the path of the incoming blaster fire.
Dorsal shields down to 86%, reading minimal armor damage.
Rotate us on our axis. Try to keep a different shield facing to them, Solace ordered. Ash, fire whatever batteries have line of sight. Ashira growled a response as a smile spread across her face. She still wore most of her armor, but had removed the gloves and helmet in order to work the weapons console. Shooting was one of her favorite pastimes, and the bigger the gun, the better. Blasts started traveling across the tactical display toward the Dagger in exchange for the ones coming toward them. Solace's biggest hope was that the other corvette would stop accelerating toward them in order to maneuver away from the attack. Any delay they could cause might give them the time they needed. The fact that corvettes were made primarily to attack fighters worked both in their favor and against them. Neither ship was a huge threat to the other, which meant that, unfortunately, the Dagger had little incentive to change course. And since Solace needed to protect the cargo pod, something the Dagger would be very good at destroying, he was at a disadvantage.
Rotation is helping, Card said. Each shield facing is weakened to about 80%, but the Dagger's bow shields are at 60%.
Concentrate fire on their dorsal main neutron blaster, Solace said. If they are going to come straight at us, let's try to do some damage. Ashira acknowledged, and the random fire from the Marines shifted to focus on the Dagger's dorsal section. As long as the corvette continued approaching bow first, their shields would deteriorate more quickly than the Gallant's.
The cargo pod is getting close. We need to stop rotation so I can pull them in, Zarek said. Halt rotation, Exacto. Transfer all shield regeneration energy to port.
Solace watched as the cargo pod slowed and started to line up with the Gallant's starboard cargo port. Their port shield started to weaken more quickly, but so were the Dagger's. The next minute, everything happened at once.
We just lost our number 2 flak battery, one of the Marines called.
We've got the cargo pod, Zarek whooped.
Shields below 50%, Card said and then cheered. The Dagger's dorsal neutron blaster has stopped firing. It looks to be disabled.
Exacto. Fire main engines. Get that stationed between us and the Dagger, Solace ordered. The Gallant started moving from its orbit for the first time in the engagement. Exacto pushed the ship away from Sulis, angling to swing underneath the prison station. Then he changed vectors again, heading on a parallel course to the Dagger, with his station between them.
Ash, retarget that station. Let's not give the Alliance the chance to put anyone else on board.
The Gallant's guns started firing again, blasting through the prison station. With no shields, thin support structure, and no power plant beyond solar arrays,
the weapons fire made quick work of decimating the station. It started to disintegrate rapidly, becoming a giant ball of debris that would be a danger to the pursuing Dagger. Solas leaned back toward the comm station and began transmitting on a broad frequency. "People of Sulis, twice now the Alliance has imprisoned your citizens without cause, and now, both times, General Okeechi and Colonel Dustlighter have freed them. Never again should you allow this to happen. The first time cost the Alliance a few guards. This time, we've taken one of their warships. If they attempt to do this again, take more than that from them. Show that the blood we've shed freeing your people is not in vain."